Have I not said, and is it not written, that perfect love cast out fear, saith the Spirit of grace. He who fears is not yet made perfect in love. He who has torment is not yet made perfect in my love. That which I placed within you is perfect. Now let that which is perfect come to perfection in you, driving out all ill will, driving out all fear, driving out all things that contend with fellowship with me, saith the Spirit of grace. And my love inside of you brings forth that perfecting that you're asking for. It'll even for whatever season is necessary cause you to allow you to go to that place. For many fight your own self, not giving room to yourself for that place. I say, my love casts out all fear. I mean all fear, saith the Spirit of grace. If you knew what my perfect love could do for you, each one of you would run to that place. Try to discover that place as hidden treasure. You'd seek it day and night if you knew the absolute benefits and even the fringe benefits that it brought to the ordinary life. But the pools of peace that it would bring you to are pools to swim in, to immerse yourself in, to live in. I have not given permission nor ordained that one moment of your life, not a microsecond of your life, would be absent from peace, from overwhelming peace. I teach no lessons in distress. I teach no lessons in anxiety and fear, torment. I have nothing to do with that. But my path is a path of life and peace. And those who enter in must come in at the gate of intimacy and fellowship, worship in my presence, saith the Spirit of grace.